Welcome back to Fun Town, everybody. It is Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. The gang is all present. Woo! Austin Reel's here. Jess Hosman's here. Jeff Hosman's here. And I'm here. All right. It's spooky season. And I just found out that, Jess, you went on like a haunted house tour thing?
It was a ghost tour.
A real ghost.
Through Westfield, Indiana.
Very haunted.
Yeah. So what, those Quakers were a...
What's a ghost tour versus a ghost hunt?
We did not try to necessarily go in and speak to any ghosts or find any ghosts. And that I don't think I could ever do. If I even knew they were doing that, I would probably just have a heart attack.
I think you could do it.
I mean, I don't know.
You're into some cool, weird stuff. Like it's, you would think that it's very scary. I went on one and I thought it was going to be very scary, but the adrenaline takes over for sure. And it becomes just very cool. And you get so into it that, like, if you're not getting evidence of anything, like, you just dig harder and harder and harder. Before you know it, like, your 4 hours is gone.
Right.
Like, it's super cool. I had like a team of people around me, though, that I think that helps.
Oh, yeah. If I was by myself.
Yeah. You sort of did like the glamping version of ghost hunting, whatever that is.
Yeah. We did it with a squad.
So it was the website's unseenpress.com. Michael and Nicole, they always do these ghost tours, and October fills up. I think they're already sold out. Donnie and I have done the one in Noblesville before. We've done a Westfield one before, but this is a different version. Or you hit up different sites, but
that's
it's
what
so
we
creepy.
Got up in Westfield. We got enough ghosts for two pretty solid ghost tours.
Okay. It's a really well off area, so your ghosts are pretty bougie.
Yeah,
get it?
Oh man,
you get it? It's spooky pun time.
Dude, are we gonna have to edit this early on in the show? Which, by the way, I think we scared more people than.
Yeah, I got so many people saying like they were in their car, like at rest at an intersection, and they heard that sound, and they were like gripping their steering wheel, like, oh my God.
We gotta come up with a different a different cut in there.
Maybe a brum, brum, brum. That's pretty harmless.
I still think though, we might have been okay.
I think so too. I'll work on my part.
You mean if we would have not edited it?
Maybe.
Well, now you tell me after I spent 2 hours trying to clean it up.
I was worried all night about what I said.
Todd, you're captain in the ship. It's up. I mean, if you decide to do that, that's on you.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, Jess is like, I got fired for the Bob and Tom show yesterday. I'm not going to have that on my conscience. It wasn't that bad. I'm kidding. But
it wasn't that bad. No. It was something that happened. And when I tell the story, I feel bad that it even happened.
No, Jess, yours was an embarrassing
story. I still feel terrible.
Yours was just an embarrassing story. There was nothing wrong with it. Now, what I did put us in a bit of a legal peril.
Yeah, my lawyer wants to talk to you, Austin, after the show.
But I'll search for a new sound effect. All right, so the tour, are they just telling you, like, okay, this is the ghost that haunts this house, or they're just filling you in with, information?
Kind of some history on the town, and then they'll go to certain spots. Like here, they have some people saying that they see stuff move, or someone will, bump into them, or whenever you have someone there and they're like, ghosts aren't real, yada, 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 something flies off the shelf and they can't recreate it. And they're like, oh, I guess they are real. But someone that might have worked at an establishment his entire life, you'll see randomly muddy footprints in the building and they're like, hey, who came in from outside? That's weird. Oh, now there's dog prints there too.
Ghost dog?
Mm-hmm. So it's like the guy and his dog.
That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
That's a nice touch. And he had a ghost dog too, everybody.
Yeah. So
please put some money in the hat that's being passed around.
It's a lot of good stories. I didn't know John Dillinger stopped at Westfield and ate at that place.
He stayed at a rental house there. He almost got caught, right? And they got caught like.
I feel like every town has that story.
No. They're on their way down and they stopped because one of the people in his gang of folks, I don't know, I think was from the Westfield area or somewhere in Hamilton County, stopped and ate at a restaurant that I cannot remember the name. Probably should have actually wrote this down.
Was it Casio's?
Is that a place there, an old place?
I have no idea. No, I ate at a restaurant one time that had like a secret trap door that John Dillinger escaped out of. And probably it was his hangout.
Okay.
And it was if you go out Pendleton Pike and you go out now, they've since torn it down to expand the road. But it was like an old speakeasy and it had like the old leather high top booze. Mm-hmm. And I would go there with dates and it'd be like me and my date and a bunch of 95-year-olds. And they had like an old time band and the old people were out there dancing.
Fun.
But they would take you on a tour and they had like they would show you the gambling room and they had like the box where the banker would sit. Uh-huh. And it was up super high and had like a metal trap door on it. So like you had to like set your money up so you couldn't rob them. And then it had a floor that if the cops came, the floor lifted up and the dude would take all the money and drop through the floor. And then the entire floor would close. So when the cops came in, they'd be standing on the trap door. Like you couldn't open it unless you were sitting up in this high seat and it had a rope you would pull up on. But when you close the door, you would take the rope down underneath with you, and they could never catch these people.
Man, that is cool as shit.
And it had a tunnel that went back out into the woods like a mile and a half and came up in the woods.
Yeah, see, that's the house I thought, or the restaurant I thought you were talking about, Jess, because I'd heard that story. Like, they almost got caught, but they had a secret way out.
Yeah. And they have a ghost back in the woods.
Oh, wow. There we go. Man, I wish I wrote this down. I'm sorry, but this has a good little.
I don't believe any of this.
You shut your mouth, Austin.
It's too easy. That little old lady was telling somebody. I got an old coal chute on the side of my house that John Dillinger snuck out through one night. I mean, that's how easy it is. You just lie.
Well, but his parents did live in Martinsville, so
I'll do my research.
Indiana boy.
So basically, they stopped in at this little whatever to grab, I think, breakfast. I don't remember what it was. Food, right?
A scone.
Everyone just stopped talking when they walked in. And the old lady that was telling these people her story, because she was really old, like a few years ago. She ended up passing away. Conveniently, right? But she was really young during this time. She didn't realize that when he came in, who he was, because everyone just stopped. Like, you hear all the silverware on the plates, and then they're like, uh-oh. And then 3 weeks later, he was in Chicago. Bang, 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 bang. And I guess on their tour back with his, you know, dead body, they end up stopping at that place again. And this is what's crazy, that they went in and they go, yeah, I got John Dillinger's body, like, in the vehicle because they're going to go bury him down at
Crown Hill.
Yeah, I almost said East Hill. It's Rushville. And the guy, I don't know if it was his friend or who it was, he was taking money and letting people look at the body. And the girl that was telling the story, she got to go out and look. And she even poked at him. Uh-huh. And she was saying it didn't look like
a woman pokes at a dead body.
Yeah.
Younger.
A girl, or was this an elderly, decrepit old woman?
She was probably either a young kid or a teenager at the time. Like,
okay.
Because she was old when she was telling the story.
Okay.
That happened with Bonnie and Clyde, too. They, like, when they brought them back through town. People were just swarmed the car and were grabbing like clothing, ripping clothing off of them, their hats and stuff, and clumps of hair or whatever, so that because they knew like they could sell it one day.
Wow,
Jesus, yeah, savages. Cray, cray.
Now, Jess, this was in Westfield.
Yes.
So I'm just want to just ask just a question. The story is, on their way down from Chicago, they stopped in Westfield.
Somehow they zigged down, and I don't know, he must have had family also in that area. God, it was like, I had this tour on Friday, and I'm already having trouble remembering.
And I don't know what the interstate system was like back then either, so who knows what the route was.
And
John Dillinger's story, though, is so cool.
Yeah.
So you're a fan of him.
Weirdly, like, I have a fascination with the old-timey bank robbers and mafia people and outlaw biker groups, even though, like, it was my job to combat criminals for 21 years. I have this weird respect and fascination for it. It's weird. But I love all that shit. But you know, all these old bank robbery stories, except I think he did pretty well, but a lot of them were really like inflated. Like Bonnie and Clyde never really got any money.
No, and that was like a shit show.
Yeah. It was like, it was just a whatever of error, a comedy of errors almost, or well, it turned out to be a tragedy of errors, but yeah, they weren't nearly as successful. They robbed like convenience stores mostly, like, and just for like pocket cash. Like they weren't even hitting that many banks, but they had this story, this legend created, you know, just because people didn't have social media back then. So they just, you know.
Now that's the other thing. If they all just like stopped when they saw John Dillinger, do you believe back then people saw his face enough to know what he would look like if they saw him in person?
It's a good point. You know, I don't know.
Or is he drumming up some buzz on him before he comes into the diner?
I mean,
I don't know. There's probably a wanted poster on the front of the diner with his face on it.
True. Yeah.
That'd be bad. It's hard to feel good about going out to eat somewhere when you see that.
I mean, to know exactly that was him coming out of the theater that night when they shot him, they had the girl wear a bright red dress that was with him, who was their informant. So that way they just knew, oh, the guy on her arm is the guy we shoot in the back of the head or whatever.
That's crazy. Jess, are you a big John Dillinger fan?
I appreciate history, but I don't think I would cheer for him. I guess it's cool he's from Indiana. But
oh, he is from here.
Yeah, he was born and raised like in Martinsville, right outside of it.
So, okay.
Yeah.
They were trying to dig up his body. They were trying to get the rights to exhume him because there's a rumor that he wasn't murdered and that was a body double. And the person buried at Crown Hill is actually not John Dillinger. And he went on to live a whole nother life. And like the History Channel and like one of his ancestors like got together to exhume, and all these people came and fought against it. He's encased in like 8 feet of concrete above his casket because they were so worried about people robbing his grave. Stealing him from his own grave.
I guess that was a big concern back in the day, grave robbers, because again, if you had the body of John Dillinger, you can make a ton of fucking money, you know.
Can you imagine that your grandpa, all right, sonny, come upstairs, I have a surprise. And he just pulls out a suitcase, he opens it, it's all these bones, and he's like, this is John Dillinger, I paid $75 for him back when I was 22.
Yeah, I love all that shit.
This is my insurance policy now.
You know, when we went on our ghost hunt, we captured a disembodied voice.
Oh wow!
On a digital recording, and didn't know we did it.
Until
the edit was being done, and our editor Booz came running out, and like he was white. He was like, guys, I'm freaking out. Come here. Come in the edit bay. Come in the edit bay right now. So we go in there, and he's like, I had to keep raising the volume of this and isolate it, but he goes, listen to this. And you heard me say, are you a boy or you're a girl? And then you hear, boy. And it was like, the hair on the back of our necks just stood up. We were like, what the fuck? And it was like clear. It was weird. Very weird. And we kept hearing... like we'd go upstairs. This is a famous haunted house in Newcastle, Indiana.
Oh,
the one that was on Ghost Hunters and all.
I just watched this episode yesterday because I had no idea they were in Newcastle, 20 minutes from my homestead.
Yeah, it's a creepy house. Very creepy.
Is it Black Manor or Black Moon Manor? Something Haven Manor. Making stuff up over here.
But
John Dillinger stayed there.
Yeah, John Dillinger escaped state police there.
He got a pizza there. Pepperoni pizza. My grandfather made the pizza for him. He was hungry. He went in the back.
We kept hearing, like, we'd go upstairs and from downstairs in the room. What's the name of it? Brookhaven
Manor. Thornhaven.
Thornhaven, yes. Thornhaven Manor. We go upstairs and from one of the rooms downstairs near the stairwell, we would hear like if you took a rock and you threw it against the plaster wall as hard as you could, and then you heard the tick, 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 tick on the wood floor. But that's exactly what we would hear, loud as day. So we go back down to that room and we ran the EMF detector that the guy gave us, and it would light up in that room for like 5 minutes and then it would go away. And then we're like, all right, well, it's nothing happened. Let's go back upstairs. And then we heard whack, we heard that sound again coming from upstairs on our way up. And we're like, oh, I think it was from the little girl's room on the left. And I'm like, of course, it's the little girl's room who supposedly died here. So we go into her room, and I think there's five of us in there. And our cameraman, Corey, was to my left against the wall filming. And then again, like from 4 feet away from me, there was this loud crack, and it sounded like somebody threw a rock, and it hit the drywall again, and then hit the floor, and you heard the like a rock ricocheting off the wall right underneath Corey's feet, and he jumps. I mean, he freaks out. The camera goes crazy, and we all jump, and I'm like, holy shit, and there's like no rock there. Like nothing fell from the ceiling, nothing, and it was loud as hell. Like it was really weird. Those were the only two things that we got the whole time there. But yeah, but it's a lot of fun. I want to do another one. I was going to do one this year, but COVID. I don't want to catch ghost hunts. Corona.
The Unseen Press, they'll do the hunts. They would do the Anthonyum a lot, which I think they end up being on the episode of Ghost Hunters on A&E. So that's the couple they talk to. He's actually German, Michael and Nicole, whatever the last name is.
Yeah.
Editorial news, everybody.
I did a, along with some comedians, I did a ghost hunt at the Hannah house.
Oh, on the south side of Indianapolis.
Yeah. And like overnight, like we started at like, I don't know, 9 or 10. We're there till probably 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning. And man, they had some fucking technology. Like these ghost hunters, like I'm like, what do you do for a living that allows like I felt like a dick because I felt like everyone who talked to me when I would do stand up, right, you know, they're like, so okay, but how do you pay your bills? You know what I mean? Like I see you're telling jokes, but like how do you keep your lights on? And right, it's like, no, I by telling jokes. Okay, but like how do you pay your car payment? Like, you know? And that's kind of the attitude, unfortunately, I had with them. I'm just like,
sure.
So are you an IT guy? That's what affords you, allows you to stay up all night at the Hannah like, house?
How much money and equipment do you think they're walking around with? If you had to guess.
The group I was with, which I think was just Indie Ghost Hunter. I you know what? I'm going to offend somebody because I don't remember because I'm such a stoner. 80,000, $90,000 worth.
So they had like infrared cameras and shit.
Oh, they had these things that threw like 1,000 dots up on a wall, and like everybody had those detectors. They had all these super high tech microphones and recording devices and cameras in every room. And I mean, they probably had $10,000 just worth of cable. Like because they were running like a cable from the attic all the way out to their van. You know what I mean? Like they went down 4 stories and I'm like, that's like $1,000 worth of cable just for one camera. And you got like 20 cameras.
Jeff, I thought you were going to say like 10 grand tops. I didn't know. That's insane.
No, these people had like,
how do you know if any of it's doing anything too? Yeah. That's what.
Did they tell any cool stories about like evidence they've captured?
Oh, we got to listen to some of their stuff. And I watched one thing. It's all like the stuff you said, like one of the videos had a crazy shadow that was super crazy and I can't explain it, but you know, who knows what the fuck. And it's like, these people have taken, let's say, 20,000 hours to get like 1 minute worth of, like, you know what I mean?
It's you like, mean a hello? And they're like, did you hear that? It said hello.
My mom used to work at a hospital in Shelbyville, Indiana called Margaret Mary Hospital. And she worked the night shift in the housekeeping. So she would be in there with just, you know, very few people in there, and where she was cleaning. And it was always said that it was, it's a very old hospital at that time. It's been renovated and moved since. But like, I think where she works, where she worked then is now just where they store like records and shit.
Okay.
The hospital. But it, so it was really old, and they, Margaret Mary, I think maybe she was a nun or something, but also a nurse. But the rumor was people would see her late at night walking the halls in like her old timey nurse outfit and stuff. And my mom swears up and down that she saw her twice. Like Claire Isabel, like just walking,
she did. Oh, wow.
Looked at her as she was like crossing that hallway and then disappeared, you know, behind the other wall as she continued to walk. And she, and my mom, like, is not a storyteller at all. Like, she's just, you know, dismissed homemaker, you know, she's not even into that stuff. And she's like, oh yeah, I saw her. Like, it was definitely what they said. Like, she had a real old timey nurse outfit on, and she just walked just like a slow pace, turned and looked at me and just kept walking.
Whoa. Like, whoa,
Jesus, I would have quit. That day I would have quit.
Right?
Ooh, she's buddy, like, I didn't think she was going to bother me.
I get so I've been trying to watch Ghost, get right, Ghost Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's right with Zach and the gang.
That's kind of the big one now, right?
And it's fun to kind of watch, except by the time I turn the TV off and I have to go to bed, I'm like, oh. Ooh, Donnie, will you stay down here and then turn the lights off when I get upstairs, and then you can run up. I don't like that, because even when you're watching, sometimes I'm like, okay, how much of this is fake? And they're just trying to, you know, oh, I'm getting really cold all of a sudden, or ooh, now I feel like something's in my neck or whatever.
Yeah.
But then they can't necessarily see their video or every little speck that's on it. And then they're like, no, watch this frame. As I said that I was feeling cold, you can clearly see an orb fly into my body.
I don't like the orbs. That's like, well, that's just camera.
And then you're like, hold on. But you're like, oh my gosh, yes, it did. It was like a perfect little beep. And you're like, that's the 2-year-old girl you're trying to talk to. She's now in you or something.
And she's cold. Gross.
That's when I get the heebie-jeebies. Cold ghosts
in me.
I don't know. We went up and sat in the attic and at like midnight with all the lights out, and like they were, I had a hard time like not being a dick, because you know, like, it's just dead silent, and all of a sudden out of the darkness you just hear, how are you feeling tonight? Is there a presence among us? And you're just like, okay, it's going to be like this. And then like, it's silent for like, I don't know, a minute. And all of a sudden out of another corner of the room, you just hear, I think you're afraid to show yourself.
See,
and then like,
that's but then what I was curious about.
After like 20 minutes, I couldn't help myself. And I'm just like, if you're really real, come over here and touch me. like just taunting the shit out of this thing. And then, you know, they're like, at the end, it's, you know, we appreciate you. You know, thanks for letting us come into your world. And it's just kind of like, all right. I don't know.
You're always supposed to, on your way out, make sure that the ghost knows they're not invited or welcome to leave with you.
Oh, okay.
Our guy told us that. He's like, you have to make that very clear. And I'm like, I don't know, like, if they have to, are they vampires? You know what I mean? Like, yo, you can't come in. You're not invited. I don't think those rules are real.
Maybe like, evil ones, like the evil spirits that want to attach to you because they want to cause chaos. Right.
But do you think if it's an evil spirit, if I say, listen, you're not welcome at my house.
They're like, oh man, he said the magic words.
It might work that way, because usually in movies, they like get into little kids.
Yeah.
And they're not going to think to do that.
Because they're vulnerable. We had Jeff Vibbert with us, and I kept inviting them to go home with Jeff.
I don't know. Have you ever seen the series The Hauntings or Haunting or The Hauntings?
Yes. Those are great movies.
No, this isn't a movie. This is like a series on like A&E or whatever. And they just have like each episode is a different person's story. And it's just like, this is, you know, Tim from fucking Topeka. And he's like, yeah, I moved into this house. And it's like they're interviewing the actual people. And he's like, yeah, I moved into this house and everything was going good at first. And then like the third night, I heard like a scream come from the basement. And like one of the ones, though, was this kid had a imaginary friend that he was always playing with. The mom was like, you know, the kid's name was Timmy and he'd be out in the yard playing with Timmy. And finally, you know, she, you know, playing around was like, so where's Timmy come from? And he goes, he comes from the lake in the back of the property. And she goes, what? And he goes, he died in the lake in the back of the property. And like, she goes and researches and there's a little kid named Timmy who drowned in a lake in the back of their fucking property.
Dude. See, that's real. That's real.
Mm-hmm. And then later on, this kid's playing and he has a picture and they're showing the actual picture. And she's like, where'd you get that? And he goes, Timmy gave it to me. It's a picture of him. And it's like an old timey photo. And it's of this fucking kid. Like, oh my God.
A ghost gave their little boy a photo?
Yes, like his plaything.
When our first group that went into Thornhaven, they were with, because we broke up in two groups and each of us went with the pro one time and then we all went on our own through it, and they're with the pro. And I should put this out for Halloween. I should share this. It's still on I think Pat's Facebook stuff, but they were sitting at a table with the pro, so it's my buddy Nick and Diggs and somebody else, and they're real quiet and they're trying to communicate. Like Nick would ask a question, they were real quiet so they could listen, and then all of a sudden you hear do 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 do, the fucking pro's phone goes off, and he didn't have it on silent, and it was the theme song to Halloween, that real creepy do 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 do. It was so funny, and you could tell they were all surprised. Like he didn't do it on purpose. He's like, I'm sorry, he was trying to cut it off, and they were like, fuck you, dude. Yeah, I would have shit my pants. That's why so I never wear my Mack Weldon pants when I'm ghost hunting, because they're my favorite. I don't want to ruin them.
Best segue ever.
Thank you. The new normal uniform has a lot of us searching our closets and drawers for men's essentials that just simply aren't there. Instead of the usual business casual button-ups and jeans, it's soft knit polos, tees, joggers, and active shorts. Whatever men's basics you need, Mack Weldon has you covered with unmatched comfort and fit. We got some Mack Weldon. What do you think?
I love mine. I wear mine to work.
You do. You get a lot of compliments over there.
Just the other day, Willie Griswold was like, hey, what's that sweatshirt made out of? I'm like, unicorn. Like, isn't that the softest shit ever? And he's like, I don't think it's really made out of unicorn, but that's how, like, if you could imagine how soft a unicorn would be, that's how soft my hoodie is.
Exactly.
And I love it.
Austin, how about you? You got a favorite?
I have the Ace sweatshorts and sweatpants.
Oh, thank you.
And they're great.
They're the best. I'm wearing them right now, and I'm not ashamed to say I've probably been wearing them for about 10 straight days. That's the perfect COVID wear. They're the most comfortable pair of sweatpants I ever had. And let's say somebody was like, hey, let's you want to meet over here for a beer real quick. I could do that also because they're presentable. They look okay.
And I think that is a selling feature. I mean, these things can withstand 10 straight days of Todd.
It's still a quality product. Great. You can get socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, or active shorts. Mack Weldon promises comfort and a consistent fit. That's the most important thing. I think it's just they're super comfortable and the versatility, because it's casual or dressy, depending on where you're at and what you're doing.
Those boxers are soft too.
Oh,
I don't wear them. Donnie does,
but I don't want
to. And he thinks he likes to pose in them because they're really flattering.
The shorts are flattering too. Yeah, I think they it's a lovely cut, especially if you have strong thighs.
Yeah, if you have big thighs, they're great. I don't have big thighs, so I get the one size up, so they're a little longer. Austin, that's a little trick for guys that don't have Austin real thighs.
Yeah,
just so you know.
It's a world I know nothing about.
They look great, feel great. From working out, going to work, or on a date, Mack Weldon is for everyday life. They have a wide range of customized fabrics that keep up with you no matter what your day looks like. All right, listen, the the Weldon Blue. It's a totally free loyalty program. Everybody should look into that. Level one gets you free shipping for life. Once you reach level two by spending $200, you get 20% off every order for the next year. I don't see anybody else doing that. I mean, that's a good deal. 20% off after you spend $200. So here's the guarantee. Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep and they still refund you. You get to keep them and you get your money back. No questions asked. So for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com/Funtown and then also enter the promo code Funtown. That's MackWeldon, MackWeldon.com/Funtown. Promo code Funtown for 20% off. Mack Weldon is reinventing men's basics. It's a great place.
I love it.
I love that Jeff is into it because I'm pretty much the same way, Jeff. If it's not a free t-shirt from someone I worked for, I pretty much don't own it. Like I don't go out of my way to buy clothes, but I was like you, man. I was like, this stuff is super comfortable.
I don't know if I should tell on Austin, but he was nice enough to send me a little care package with a real pipe and fitting or whatever your company is called.
Close enough, Jeff.
Sweatshirt.
Nice.
And it is next to the Mack Weldon. It's quite nice.
Oh, what brand do you guys go with?
I have no idea, but your t-shirts are super soft too. Good job.
I don't know what they are. I just trust the printing guy.
Good job. Keep hiring him. Hey, we should play a game called What's That Behind Austin?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of stuff.
What is that red and green and yellow? I'm assuming it's a kid's toy, but what kind of toy? Yeah, it's like a
basketball, bowling, soccer combo thing that has a tropical palm tree vibe to it.
Oh, nice.
And your child is currently walking?
Yeah, he's almost two.
Are they walking by two?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, pretty good.
Yes,
I'm showing your hand here a little bit, Jeff. Yeah, they're walking by two.
Is he showing signs of hand-eye coordination, athletic ability?
Oh yeah, he loves climbing. All climb right, anything. It's horrifying, actually. It's really, really scary sometimes.
Dude, kids love to climb, man.
Not mine. Mine.
He's strong though. He's got a lot of upper body strength, so he's already pulling himself up on stuff.
That's
and
good.
Then that's Uh-oh. Just that's it. It's over.
Maybe he'll be a gymnast.
Maybe. Ooh, I'd love to be a gymnastics parent and just get awful.
Right,
the be worst person in the world and get real competitive.
What's your son's name again? I'm sorry.
His name's Orson.
Yeah, that's right. You just hear Austin in the crowd. Orson, stick the landing.
Sir, or the cutoff.
Now, was Orson a family name, or are you a big like Orson Welles fan?
We just picked that name, man.
Really?
Yeah,
I like it.
Didn't really associate it with anything.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were going with. There wasn't really a whole lot of picking out kids' names. Every name you come up with, you run it through Google. There's some monster out there with that name.
This is going to go way back, but Orson was the almighty powerful being in charge of the planet where Mork was from. If old people, Mork from Ork.
I totally forgot about that.
With Robin Williams from and Mork Pam and Dauber. From Mork and Mindy. Orson was the, remember he would talk to the invisible
Mork
person.
Mork, Cullen, Orson.
Yeah. Come in.
Mork, Cullen, Orson. Come in, Orson.
You know, young people don't know about that show, but how funny was that show? Like, that's the first we saw Robin Williams. We're like, this guy is fucking incredible.
Yeah, that was his first really go, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to do, obviously, as a child, like, I loved it. I would do, you know, Mork impressions. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved it.
He would drink a glass of water with his finger. He'd put his finger there. And then he would go, burp. Yeah, it was hilarious. Good comedy. Great comedy.
And the chick he lived with was hot. Like,
yeah.
Mindy.
Pam Dauber.
Oh, yeah. Mindy was.
She married Mark. Guy played the Presidio. Mark Harmon. Is that his name?
I think he's gay.
CSI guy or NCIS guy, the NCIS guy.
You know, oh, wait, is actor? That Mark Harmon? Who am I thinking of?
It's something like that.
Who's the Star Wars guy?
Oh, that's Mark
Hamill.
Hamill. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's also not gay.
I just outed two guys who aren't gay as gay.
By the
You're
way,
welcome, fellas.
You were right. It was Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She married him. And then Jonathan Winters was on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Going way back into comedy. I mean, you had Robin Williams and Jonathan Winters on like three seasons of the same TV show together. Incredible. You know, speaking of Mark Hamill, isn't it pretty awesome how he became really good and really cool like later in his career?
Yes.
Because he was the worst actor in the history of acting when he was younger. When he played Luke Skywalker, and you go back and watch it now, you're like, how did this guy beat everybody else out for this audition? But now he's like awesome.
Are you talking about when he came on and did the movie Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
Yes.
So he's kind of like making fun of his own.
Yes. He's so funny.
And
he's like pretty funny on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. He is. He is. He's a monster.
Yeah. He tweeted something after the debate. He goes, this is the worst thing I've ever seen, and I've been in blah, blah, blah.
Oh, the Star Wars Christmas special?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a TV show I really did called Nightfall, and it's about Knights of the Templar. And he's in the last season, and I didn't know it was him until, like, the last episode. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Mark Hamill. Like, and he was my favorite character in the whole damn show.
He was great in that.
Oh,
he does a lot of voice work, too. That's what he went and did for a long time, I think.
He's the Joker, right?
Yeah, he did the Joker. He's done tons of different characters.
Yeah,
not gay.
He's not gay. He does do a random voice in The Mandalorian when they go to Tatooine, when they go back there and to the cantina or whatever. He's the voice of the robot. It's like deep dive.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to cross him off my Hollywood stars to bang list.
You still can. I mean, it's a spectrum, sexuality.
Yeah.
So how gay are you? That's basically.
Well, I was Mark Hamill gay, but apparently he's not down. So
a lot of men are probably Mark Hamill gay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Jess, we always talk about hot women on shows. Who are the heartthrobs out there that really...
That for guys. That dude from that one show you watch.
Sam Heughan as Jamie Fraser in Outlander.
Yes.
To be fair,
that's
he's
it.
Okay.
That's just the only guy.
No, he's okay. It's really the character. Mm. Like the character is more attractive than he is. No offense. He's attractive.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I can see that.
It's kind of like, I'm sure. Well, Ben Affleck used to be like totally the poo until
you see that, yeah.
You realize he has this giant back tat, and I don't know what happened.
He is a monster. I didn't realize that dude's like 6'6.
Yeah, he's huge, dude. You know, the first time I saw him was in an after school special movie about steroids, and he played the football player that got really into steroids, and all he did basically was keep wearing more layers. That's how they made him look bigger. And he was a pretty good sized kid, you know, but and then at the end he goes in a roid rage and pushes his girlfriend against the wall or something, and then he has to go get help. But I rediscovered that way later after like Good Will Hunting and all that, and I was like, that was fucking him. Like, and I it was the only after school special I liked. I was like, this guy's good.
Oh no, so we had to watch The Voyage of the Mimi in sixth grade. So it's like 1998, which Ben Affleck was in there as a kid.
Oh,
and this is when he's like, you know, peak right after Good Will Hunting and stuff. And so you're like, oh my gosh, it's kid Ben Affleck. And he was still a stud. That's when he's actually our age.
Wow.
Which I don't even know what year that was. That's funny. He was really into the after school specials, huh?
I don't know. It had to be his first, like, you know, big role, I guess, if those are big roles.
Why do I remember that? The Voyage of the Mimi. So it's helped you learn crap.
When he was, like, if I'm a girl,
84,
him in The Town, that's peak Ben Affleck. He was jacked in The Town.
Mm.
And he just, you know, really cool persona.
Maybe the guy that plays Uhtred on The Last Kingdom or Ragnar on Vikings.
Oh,
both those guys have a very, very rough and pretty vibe to them.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm dirty, but I still don't have to take a shower before.
The guy that played Ragnar?
Gross.
So it is gross. Like, the whole time they're doing this in the TV shows, I'm like, gross.
Yeah.
So basically, as long as they're hot enough that you're not going to care about the UTI you're about to get.
I guess. Even watching the shows, I'm like, ooh, oh. You guys.
No, I thought just me and Maggie would talk about that because we'll be watching something that's like, oh, they haven't bathed in like 7 or 8 weeks. Oh my God. You know, that's just got to be ripe on both ends. Oh.
I think you just lived with UTIs if you're a woman back then. Yeah. Like, if you were like,
probably were like, not a lot of oral, no, I'm guessing.
No. And I just rode from Birmingham in leather pants.
If you were a woman back then and you were walking around in especially a good mood, and they're like, oh, you're in a good mood, I guess that was wrong with you. Well, I don't know, my vagina feels especially good today, it doesn't burn when I pee. And they're like, witch, and they would burn you.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
The guy that played Ragnar, he stars in Utopia, that new, it's on HBO Max. And
that's Raised by Wolves.
Raised by Wolves. Yeah, I started to watch Utopia and then I turned it off.
Raised by Wolves is good.
Raised by Wolves is good.
What is it about? Someone raised by wolves?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I haven't watched enough of it to see where the wolves come in yet, but I know if that's a metaphor, but I know it's, what are they? They're not robots, but
they're androids.
Androids, what? Sent to start a civilization on what they think is, you know, a desolate planet. And so somehow they hook her up and she can deliver babies, but the babies keep dying. One lives for some reason, so he's special. Yeah, that was the cliff notes. But they start to encounter other people, that are indigenous to there. They're coming from like a mothership situation, and somehow the one droid thinks it's her job to protect the children by just killing the fuck out of everybody. So
I have to say, and I think it probably is good because no spoilers, but Todd got at least half of that wrong. So if you listen to all that and you're still pumped about the show, you're going to be very surprised.
Wait a minute. Where was and when did?
That's what I get when I see it.
You got like so much of it wrong.
I'm like, what? Why is this sweet android mother just decapitating people constantly with her mind? It's weird. She screams, and your head explodes. It's, I don't know. It's weird. It's out there. It's not for everybody. So, that's good. I like it.
So what's this? What's the doc you're covering on Docheads? Because I watched it the other day. I'm pissed off about it.
Oh, American Murder?
What a fucking way. Like,
yeah, that will piss you off.
Jesus. Oh, no. I like beyond what happened. But it doesn't piss me off any more than any other fucking like 48 hours. You know what I mean? Somebody's doing a shitty thing. Like, that easily could have been a 15-minute, 60-minute section of a longer show. Mm. Like, there was no twists. There were no turns. They had it solved in 3 days. I was just like, oh, the guy I thought did it. Like, there was
I was expecting a twist with the mom. I thought something happened with her more, like they were going to reveal at the end.
Yeah.
Nope, just a good mom. Just a good mom.
No, yeah, just got murdered. End of story. Like, save me an hour and 35 minutes. Like, that story could have been told in 20 minutes easily. Right.
We ran a contest where they rename the podcast or rename the documentary. Okay. And the winner was, this guy said, nosy neighbor ruins possibility of unpredictable plot twist because the neighbor gives it away in like 3 minutes.
Okay, good. So I wasn't the only one who thought it was a piece of shit. So mad.
That guy was a fucking beast. So, you know, for those that haven't watched it, the dad killed everybody, killed his two young daughters and his wife because he was in love with this hotter version of his wife, a younger, hotter version of his wife.
Just get divorced.
Old story. Yeah, exactly. And then I got to looking up I found the autopsy results online that they didn't show. And he was a fucking monster. He was a monster. Like it was a brutal attack. Like, he killed them with these bare hands, but it was brutal.
Supposedly, he thought the kids were dead when he went to murder their mom. And then, like, he's strangling her, and the one, like, walks in. Like, he hadn't suffocated her like he thought he had.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a horrible story. Like, the guy's a total piece of shit, but, like, no more than any other person who murders their family.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it wasn't like, oh, this dad got framed, and 10 years later we found out he didn't murder him at all. It was her dad.
Right.
Like, that, okay, great story. But this was just like...
This one took off, I think, because it was the first one. Like, the whole thing is real video. So, like...
Oh, okay.
I think that's why people took off with it. Because you said it was all footage. I mean, this town of Colorado has not a square inch that isn't covered on video. If you're a homeowner, your entire house, interior and outside, is covered in video. And in this particular, the mom had one of those direct sales type jobs where it's kind of a pyramid scheme, you know, but she was in the upper tier, so she was making good money. And so she had to basically, her whole life is, I have to go on Facebook and film all these aspects of my life and how I've,
it, you know, works.
I've changed. Yeah, I've changed.
I didn't even have to work out. I just wrapped myself.
I used to be suffer from mood swings. Yes. She was, her whole life was documented on Facebook. So, it was
blueberry
good.
Smoothie.
Jess, I hope someone picks you up. I hope they. I hope they want to sponsor you, and you can start
it works. You can wrap my body, but no matter what, like, my sugar intake will always be those wraps.
We market a line of cotton candy protein shakes.
I'm in. P.S. Okay, sidestepping. I ordered Muscle Milk protein bars.
Some weight on?
Trying to eat more protein because I don't know how to get it except for just eating a bologna just straight out of the package constantly. I don't know. So I'm like, well, this has protein, but I forgot to check the fiber intake. And again, I am not the healthiest person. So if you go from like zero fiber to like 30% of your daily intake in a bar, it was a bad day. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. Nobody come around me. Like,
did you shit your pants?
No, nothing happened like that. Just little bubbles, you know, and your stomach's constantly moving.
When I went through my freak stage of working out, I probably consumed a gallon of Muscle Milk a day. It was incredible. I was living in my parents' house. So I had, you know, just disposable income like a motherfucker. And I would order it by the crates. It would come in, that and all my Zion stuff. And then all my big, huge boxes of these protein bars. And I would just drink Muscle Milk. I would take like 8 to work with me every day and a thing. And then like 8 protein bars. So I would eat a protein bar and drink a Muscle Milk like 8 times throughout my workday. It was, and I didn't realize how much other stuff was going into my body.
How much were you working out?
And I was a freak, dude, because I didn't know it. I was accidentally on steroids. So,
Wait, you didn't know?
No, I went to.
Did they put it in the Muscle Milk?
No, in Zions. Back in the day, Zions, when it would come out with something new, you would see something hit the shelf. And I didn't learn this out until I learned this about the thing I was drinking. They would go on the shelf for about a 6 to 8 month run, and all of a sudden you couldn't find it anymore. Well, back in the steroid chase days, like, you would come out with something that was just a little bit chemically okay and not technically steroids by legal definition at that moment, and then the government would catch it and go, nope, that's also steroids, you can't sell it anymore. And they would just, it was always a race, right? So I didn't really know this stuff until I went to, I'd broken my hand and I had just gotten my cast off and everything. And so I was real out of shape and I weighed 155 pounds at that time. And I had to go to a 30-day school at the DEA Academy for an intel analyst school. So I'm there with a bunch of like young civilian intel analysts, and I'm like the only gun-toting cop there. And my roommate was this wrestler from Iowa. And he's all into this stuff. So he's like, dude, we got nothing to do. We have to be here for 30 days. We'll go to the FBI gym after class every night. And then we'll go drink beer at the Eagle, which was the bar in the DEA Academy. And we'll just do that for the next 30 days. And he's like, let's see how jacked we can get. I'm like, all right, but I just broke my hand, so I don't know what I can do. So the first day we go, I couldn't hold 135 pounds on the bar because I hurt my hands so bad. By the time we left, I could bench press 335 pounds and I weighed 205. Jesus. I gained 50 pounds in 30 days. It was unbelievable. And I couldn't stop. I was addicted to lifting. I couldn't stop lifting weights. And I was like, oh, I need more protein. Oh, I was a monster. And then one day it was called Zients Human Growth Formula. So close to HGH.
Oh, wow.
And then they took it off the market. I couldn't find it anymore. And I was freaking out. I was like, I'm going to get weak.
Todd mad.
Finally.
Punch wall. Another broken hand.
Finally, it wore off and I got back to normal. But I never got below 205 again in my life. And I was always like, I would try to eat so much to get gain weight, and I was always stuck at like 155. Yeah, it was weird.
Well, I got the Muscle Milk protein bars because they were cookies and cream flavored. So I was like, oh, candy, but I'm secretly getting protein, which it does not taste like candy. It tastes like you're trying to survive out in the wilderness. I was like, this'll do. Except if I just eat half, I'm fine. I just can't consume the entire bar, or my body that's not used to, you know, nutrients. Mm-hmm. It's like,
it's a little gurgly on
there. A little gurgly.
Austin, when you were really into CrossFit, was your diet complementary to that routine? Did you have
I just ate like a ton of lean meat, green vegetables, and then like rice or oatmeal.
Yeah.
And then one day a week, I would just eat whatever the fuck I wanted.
Yeah, they get those calories in.
Like, how into CrossFit were you? Were you?
It was a nut.
I couldn't keep it
up.
I
bought my own tractor tire for the backyard into CrossFit.
No, I went to the place in Broderpool, which is great. I just like didn't have the time to go you have to go regularly, but when you do, it's legit. Like, you see results. You start getting pretty damn strong real quick.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
What about my gut? Will my gut go away?
I don't think yours will go anywhere. I think that's just part of you now, Jeff. I think that's
you're a fucking asshole. To carry you.
That's the thing about overdosing on protein is it will, if you're a dude, you will get a big gut. That's why you see those bodybuilders have the big gut, but they're huge everywhere else.
What kind of gut do you have, Jeff?
A fat one.
Oh, it's okay.
Hangs over my belt.
I bet you could lose that.
It's okay.
I have one.
Jeff, let's do a weight loss challenge.
Ooh. What are you dialing in at there, Austin?
I weigh about 215, 218.
That's I'm pushing like 220, 225, somewhere around
Wait,
there.
What's the height? Doesn't that make a difference?
I'm 5'11".
I'm 5'11".
Oh, no, you're not.
Are we really the same shape and size person? This is incredible.
No, you seem more built and stockier than me, but somehow we're the same height and weight.
That's why I assumed Jeff was taller, because Austin's like thighs. He's like my son. His thighs are like half his weight. So I always assumed you would be way taller, Jeff.
I'm
this
all
would
torso.
Be a good competition if you guys wanted to do it.
What are we going to – I mean, I'm down because I need to lose some weight.
Me too.
What are the parameters?
How long we want to go? What do you think is a fair amount of time?
30 days?
30 days?
I'd say 60 days.
Till Thanksgiving? Oh, 60 days.
Well, you should start after Thanksgiving. I don't want to ruin your Thanksgiving, man.
That's no, I'll fucking – then we get I mean, that's all part of it, baby.
Massacre. How much weight needs gained in a weekend.
30 days, you have to get a little too drastic. That's the one I did. It's a little stupid. I think 60 days is good because you can do it at a healthy
60?
Pace.
60?
Yeah. How about this? How about whoever has lost more by January 1st?
Oh, there you go.
Now you're playing into my lack of concentration here. You devious bastard.
But like, we need to find scales and actually document the shit. But what do I lose if I win, or what do I win if you lose?
Yeah,
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
If the loser has to go to the winner's place of work and work for a day as that person's bitch. So
you wouldn't be allowed in my work. Yeah.
Well, you might by January 1st.
Oh, you know what? Can you just come to my house and be my bitch for the day?
Oh, there you go.
At my house?
There you go.
And we have to record it.
Yeah.
Chores. I don't know if I want to bring a man into my house to be my bitch.
Yeah.
In front of
my family. Yeah, I get it.
Son, this is my bitch for the day.
You got to watch Outlander. You got to play with the kids. Trying to think of other fun stuff. Maybe some Game of Thrones.
I need something that's going to motivate my ass enough to.
Money.
Yeah. Let's. What do you want to throw on it? I'll bet you some cash.
Two hundo?
Yeah, I'm down with two.
I'm fine with two.
You're okay. Cool with two?
I'm fine with two.
What about 250?
What about like $500?
Whoa, Austin.
Someone's getting cocky.
We can
Jeff.
Go to three.
Back out. You
can use your Christmas bonus.
Austin just fucking pulled out his dick and laid it on the table. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's
sorry, that was shitty. Let's dial back 275.
Yeah. You know what? I am so confident. Well, that's the thing. Like, how much weight can we lose?
So this is my fear, is that if I start exercising, like I will start to bulk up pretty quickly. Like, yeah, that I can't put have on to go
more. You'll have to go more diet and less exercise.
So it's almost like we need to see who's healthier. Come January 1st.
And you need like the legit scale. We'll let you two decide.
Well, here's the thing though. Normally I would say yeah, or you would have to do a percentage of body mass thing, but you guys are almost identical in stature according to the measurements and the weight.
Do we want to do some sort of, you know, run like a track and field event to gauge our physical prowess?
I would be down with that. Wait
a minute. I got it. You guys each run, there's three events, and you measure yourself before the challenge, right? So okay. Let's say there's a mile run and then some kind of two other things, maybe a bench press. And the two ever, you know, shaves the most time off of their run and adds the most weight to their bench press. Like, it'd be a totality of the three events.
You can still
I can't even run a mile currently, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to win on that one. If I can just run a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down. I think we need to think about it this week and come up with like a set of particulars of how we're going to judge.
That's what we need. We need people to send us on what the barometer is going to be. What are the metrics that are going to gauge who won this?
Like, we can do a weight loss, but I feel like there needs to be more than just a weight.
Yeah, the weight loss should be one category.
Because, like, I can drop a shit ton of weight and just fucking go on a cocaine binge for 3 months and win it all. But, hey, okay. I won $500. It cost me $20,000, but in cocaine.
So one category is weight loss. The second category is cocaine tolerance.
What's the part of your body? I guess it'd have to be maybe measuring around the belly button. Because for a girl, it's your waistline. Like, you can be a bodybuilder.
Measure around the fattest part of my gut.
Something to see. At least you can just try to keep track of your inches.
You can do the BMI thing if you get the pinchy thing on your.
A pinchy thing?
Yeah, they measure your body mass index.
What's the thing you hold on to and it's supposed to tell you your body fat percentage, muscle, blah, blah, blah.
Like
I have a scale that does it.
The thing is CVS.
I thought that was blood pressure.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
My scale supposedly does it, but I don't think it's right. I think it just tells me how fat I am.
Let's take suggestions to send it. Please focus on what I'm saying right now and send them to the Funtown accounts, the DMs on the Funtown Twitter and the Funtown Instagram. So we have one central place to look at them, or the Facebook page. I don't care. You can send a message there. But and then we'll.
What are the handles for the people listening?
At Funtown Podcast or at Funtown Pod. I think at Funtown Pod is the Instagram, at Funtown Podcast for the other two, Facebook and Twitter.
Dope. Yeah, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat so much ice cream for the next week. Yeah. I'm going to prep for
Oh, this. You're smart.
That's what I did for mine. I gained a lot
I'm
of weight.
I'm going to send my body in such a calorie shock. It's going to be, I'm going to be gaunt. I'm going to be frail.
Do either of you want to go with me to Orange Theory Fitness?
Ooh, what
is it's that? A lot of fun. It's basically like a 45 minute or an hour workout session. But
is that right there in the Rip?
There's one in Rip. Mm-hmm. They got a good one there.
What are the types of exercises that you do?
It's three sections. So they have a water rower, which I love. That's
sell me on
the entire body. Oh, Oscar, let me tell you. First off, you got treadmills. So you got your cardio. Sometimes it's a strength day. So you got inclines. Work that booty. Build the muscle. Then you got water rowers. That works 80% of your body. If you get a piece of equipment at your home, it's a water rower, folks.
Now, Jess, I got to ask you, do they seem open to me inquiring about a dangerous weight loss regiment that they could possibly help me with? I'm talking about a lot of weight in 30 days because I want to shock Jeff around Thanksgiving, beginning of December, so he just wants to quit.
They're there to make your goals happen. But there's a coach that's there the entire time kind of making sure you're on track. So everyone's doing the same thing at the same time, but in different sections, which is why I liked it because I'm used to a team sport. If I go to the gym by myself, I'm going to run for 20 minutes and be like, okay, bye. Yeah. Like, I don't do weights. And then when you go to the weight floor there, they're showing you how to do each exercise, and each day is focused on certain muscles or groups, depending on what you're doing.
Wait, each day?
Like they're open 7 days a week. You don't have to go 7 days a week, but they're open 7 days a week.
This is how exercise works, Jeff.
I know. But it's like with a push pull of your muscles. What?
Like, how many days a week are you talking?
I mean, if you go, oh my gosh, you and your boo, I'll get my boo to go, all of your boos.
There we go. I don't have a boo.
How?
You can find a boo there. There's a lot of attractive ladies.
Oh, there's a lot of boos there.
But there's no time to hit on them.
Yeah.
So,
okay, so like that. Not to sound like a cheap ass, but after Austin just called me out that I can't afford $500 bet.
I didn't call you out on that. You're the one who backed out of it. You could have just taken the pressure and gotten into something you weren't supposed to be in and been a man about it. You could have just shut up and gotten in over your head, Jeff. You're the one who outed yourself.
Think of the extra drive you would have knowing you couldn't afford to lose. I mean, that's extra incentive.
Well, trust me, I was figuring that in. How much is Pinkberry or whatever over this there. Place going to run me?
Yeah, Orange Julius. Well, how much is it to join Orange Julius?
The Orange Theory, depending on where you are, which we're in Indiana.
Wait, what's it called?
Orange Theory Fitness.
Oh, I was close.
So, wait, Jeff, are you proposing that we actually undergo the exact same workout? Like we have to go to class together?
Awesome. And dress the same.
We're my Mac fans. Weldon's.
Yeah, we'll go head to toe Mac Weldon.
Nice.
Just bumping it. So how many times a week do you go, Jess?
When I was awesome and losing weight, I was going 4 to 5.
Oh, damn.
But right now, which I've been going, I'm back at it. So my goal is 4 times this week.
Do what you time of pay day by you the go? Month or by the visit?
Monthly, unless you don't sign up for a membership because you're poor and you just go one time. Your first one's free. You should just try it for free and then see what you like.
Like you should just try it once at least.
Like peer pressuring. Then you Spangle know. Does it. I got him on it.
Chris Spangle does it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, am I going to lose weight or am I just going to lose money?
If you go, you will lose weight. You're going to, like when I first went, because again, I was an athlete my entire life, but I slacked off and I drank a few Mountain Dews and Skittles and whatnot. But I went to do like these push-up type things where it's like you're basically in a plank position on your elbows or your forearms. And you have to go into a push-up and then go back down.
Oh, nice.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But the first time I went there, I couldn't do it. And I remember leaving like crying like, oh, my gosh, I am such a weak little bitch now. What happened? I should have been lifting a weight in the gym, not just running on a treadmill. But then about 3 weeks later, I could do that exercise. And I was like, oh, well, looky here. But at that time, I was going 5 days a week.
Do you think people were fat back in like in our more primitive years when we had to hunt our own food and gather?
No.
There were no fat people then, right?
Well, I mean, there might have been a fat guy who found like a bunch of raspberry bushes or something, but like a lot of fat dudes. No.
Yeah. So it's all diet, right?
Wasn't it considered like if you were fat back then, that showed you were rich because you could afford to be gluttonous with your food.
Mm-hmm. Pasty white because you were never in the sun.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it was another one. So
tanning bed all the time or used to.
I don't understand the wigs. Like, why? I know that represented that you were somebody significant, but why? Where did that come from?
You could have like big, fancy hair.
That was it? Like,
powder wigs? I don't know.
Was it woven from the hair from the poor? So they had to, like, that used to be my hair.
I have a whole family's hair in this wig.
See me, poor people. All right. Well, I can't wait till we put together this challenge. We'll get it organized by next week. Please send your suggestions to all the social media DMs. Did I have the handles right, Jess?
Twitter was at FunTownPod.
Okay, that's the different one. And the other two, Instagram's at FunTownPodcast. You can also find Facebook by at FunTownPodcast.
I got to go weigh my fat ass, see what I'm up to.
Yeah. Let's come in with that information next week.
I will. So we know I'll measure myself too, because I think I've gotten shorter over time.
Okay.
I'll get measured too.
Probably. Gravity's hard on you.
All right. Are we measuring our penises too? See how those do over the next
week? No, just bring pics. We'll screen share.
Girth, at least.
Put something next to it. I want to know what kind of prep process we're getting here.
Are you weighing yourselves naked, or is there a certain outfit that you wear?
Yeah, you got to wear the same clothes. I suggest a t-shirt and just shorts with no underwear.
I'm going to weigh myself naked.
Yeah, naked.
I want this to be as raw as possible.
But why do we have to watch the weigh-in? You have to video it.
Oh.
So we know that you don't lie.
I will hold something in front of my penis.
An apple.
Yeah, we're going to do like fight weigh-ins where I'm coming in my jockeys and stripping down, wearing my mask.
All right, we'll come in all measured and weighed by next week, and then we'll have all these suggestions.
Maybe if Blue Chew would like to sponsor my naked weigh-in, feel free to.
All right.
If that protein powder that has the steroids in it wants to sponsor my weight loss.
If anyone has any old protein powder. I'm fine with that. If Jeff can find an old case, like a 12-year-old case of Zients protein powder, I'm fine with him.
Dude, can you imagine if I would have stockpiled just cases of Zients human growth formula and had it today? Oh, my God.
You'd be a monster.
True.
You'd be living under a bridge somewhere. Because
you would have just hoarding this. As long as I have you,
I'll be okay. All right, well, that's gonna be it for us, guys. We will see you next week. Please share this podcast with like-minded friends and remember to rate and review. DM us. Somebody's gonna win this challenge.
It's gonna be me, motherfuckers.
Right. I'm gonna say you're right. That's preliminarily, I'm gonna put my money on Jeff. Oh, I think
did you hear that, Austin?
Only because I think Jeff has a crazy willpower. He's been through some shit. So I think.
Oh, no. What have you done? He's going to become addicted and just be like, can't make the podcast tonight, guys. Got to lift.
He's going to come in looking like.
So we're weighing in on Tuesday, right?
Yes, next Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm going to put my money on myself. Because someone has to believe in me in this group of
I'm gonna traitors,
put Benedict Arnold motherfuckers.
Spoiler alert.
I think it's going to be close, though. I think you both have a lot of willpower. But
I'm going to be playing the game within the game.
Ooh.
That's where it's at.
The game's already over as far as I'm concerned.
I'm the Bill Belichick of weight loss contest. I'm going to fuck with your head through this whole thing. It's never going
to
end.
Dude, then this is part of it. If you're the Bill Belichick, I get to come over November and cut 6th. Off your sleeves when I win.
He's going to film you during the day.
Yeah, when I win, I get to cut your sleeves off.
How about God. Ooh, that should be it. Loser has Damn to do it. A year of sleeveless podcasts.
Wait, can the loser have to grow a mullet and wear it for 6 months?
Yeah, I'm down.
God, that would be amazing.
Listen, I'm months? In a bit of a leadership position at work. I need to
And you're saying that with that mustache on your face? Get the fuck out of here.
I won't, please. This is a great mustache. People respect this mustache.
No one respects that mustache. Oh,
since I grew mustache. This mustache, there's several
They talk
more
about words. It in the break room.
It's a great mustache. You better look out. I'm gonna shave this for the final thing.
That's okay. I'm putting 25 pounds of lead up my butt before the weigh-in. We'll okay, see. Who, we'll see
I
who's
do
the
want
boss.
Somebody to check Jeff for.
Just the bend over.
I got a squat and cough before my
weigh-in. We'll find someone else that's
for
Luke
Pappy's
Hamill
old
game.
Peter butt plug or whatever. He's gonna scare up out of the attic.
All right, get your shit together. Fun. Come back prepared next week, and let's get this thing going. I want to see somebody wear a mullet. All right, we are out.